Hello, welcome to another UHB Library podcast. I'm your host, Jenny, and today we're going to be taking a look at the Library Discovery Tool, ASK. And to discuss it with me today, I've got our e-resources expert, Yolande from Good Hope. So welcome, Yolande, first time on the podcast.
Yes, hello, Jenny. Lovely to be with you this morning. I'm talking about ASK. Thank you for inviting me.
So you're the expert on all things ASK, so I think you'll be able to hopefully answer my questions and provide our users lots of info. So just to start with, so I'm aware maybe not everyone has come across a discovery tool before. So can you give a bit of a description of what a discovery tool is?
Yes, I call it a one-stop shop. It allows you to search across a huge range of databases, e-journals, e-books, reports, multimedia items, and more. And it provides a quick and easy starting point by using a Google-like search, only covering, though, the high-quality e-resources we buy as a trust, or those that are bought at a national, regional level, which we call core content.
And we have got a lot of very evidence-based quality resources, haven't we? We've got journals, we've got books, yeah. We've got a repository.
Absolutely.
So it's obviously great being able to pull all that information together if people have got big projects, assignments, yeah. Rather than having to go to different websites and searching things individually. So with ASK itself, so just a bit of background, because it started at HGS, didn't it? And then obviously as we've merged, it's now available at QE as well. So when did it launch and how has it developed since then, yeah. Over the years?
Okay. It first launched in, believe it or not, 2016. And it took about 6 weeks, which we thought was quite good at the time, to get the basic things imported into it. We called it ASK from a selection of top five names, and then it was voted on as being the most popular one by the library staff. And once we'd set that up, we imported all our journal and ebook holdings, the base library catalogue files, and the repository data was imported from the supplier. We tried to mirror everything that was in the NHS NICE collection. So we imported all those files. It was like almost a step up from the NICE one, because we had ebooks in, we had our catalogue in, repository articles, and then we also then imported collections like Clinical Key, Royal Marsden. And then we also looked at the logos, we looked at the background colours, particularly with people with additional needs in mind, like dyslexic people. So we didn't have a white background, we had a cream background. We made sure that people could enlarge the text and make it easier to read. We added various links to it eventually. We had a YouTube playlist link where our training videos can be uploaded. And we're in the process of adding to those as well at the moment, which is so useful for people who are working from home, because we can access ASK from outside the trust as well as inside the trust. We have also a link to all our journal content, which is very, very useful. So if you're searching a journal, you want to know if you can get the article, the full text, you can go to that link, you can put in the journal name, and you can find out from the result how which years we hold, which issues we hold. Sometimes there are more than one link, so you've got a choice there. And people find that very, very useful to get the full text. You have to be logged in with your Athens username and password. That's really, really important to be able to access the full text. So that's how we started anyway. We're always tweaking it. We're always sort of adding new resources. We've got our point of care tools. We've got databases. We've got specialist collections and a knowledge base list of those there that you can go into directly and search on those. So it's been fantastic. I've certainly found it so useful to work from home and be able to access everything from my own computer and work on it. it's a winner for me, and I hope for our users anyway, and our other library staff.
I was going to say, like with a lot of projects, there's had to be a lot of work put into it, but definitely the overall result is definitely worth it, isn't it? It's helping users save time. And as we said, like everything's in one place and it's all quality information, NHS approved information. So it's definitely a very valuable tool and definitely useful for our users and for us as library staff, as we have to do literature searches and different things. Yeah. So,
Absolutely. Yes, I'll go on to literature searches in a minute. But yes, you can certainly do literature searches on it. It's been it's a really good tool for literature searching, perhaps not quite as specific as something like HDAS, but if you want something that gives you a quick skim of a subject, then it's very useful, and you can get your full text articles. If you know, you can select various limiters and select full text, and you get something really quickly, which is useful to people. And we're all very time pressured, aren't we? So
exactly, yeah, especially clinical staff. It's anything that can help save time is a bonus.
Absolutely, yeah. Going back to the names, the ones that came up from our survey were OneSearch, Ask, Find It, Search It, A.S.K, the library. So Ask was chosen from those five. And also because it starts with A, it comes top of a Google search.
I mean, there's some good names, but you say Ask is it's nice and straightforward, isn't it? And so as well with the A.
with the A.
Make it easier to find.
Important.
So in terms of accessing Ask, whereabouts can people find it? I know it's on a couple of places, but just if people don't know already where it is.
Okay. Yes, it is available on the intranet. So under A, it's listed, Ask. It's also available on the intranet under the library website, the Alpha Library. And there are various resources down the left-hand side of the landing page, and Ask is at the top. Or you can go directly to our website, which is www.uhblibrary.co.uk. That's another one-stop shop for all our resources. And Ask is listed at the top there. So you can get that outside the trust, which is very, very useful. Again, you've got to have your Athens username and password to access all this. So there shouldn't be any problem being able to access it from anywhere, inside or outside the trust.
There is a link to it on Athens itself, I believe, as well.
There is. On the Athens resources, there should be. Yes, that's another way of accessing it. So so there shouldn't be a problem accessing it at all. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
No, at least that, because of where it is as well. So like the library website, Athens, intranet, it's available 24/7 then as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Perfect.
And
I'm sure you'd agree with me that in our first lockdown, if we hadn't had that Ask and the website, we would have had a few problems, wouldn't we?
Well, that's it. Yeah. I mean, I say with working with clinical staff, anything that's 24/7 is really good. But yeah, particularly at these times, as we record during COVID pandemic, people working from home, you need to be able to access these resources. So having 24/7 availability is a must.
So useful. And of course, the medical staff, they work very long hours, don't they? And some are on nights. And so it's very useful for them to be able to access it from anywhere at any time. You know, they're not fortunate like us that they have a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday job. It's invaluable, I think.
And we've sort of obviously started to discuss this already, but what content is available on Ask? So a few like examples of what they can find on there.
On Ask, I use it a lot for journal access, so the UHB journal link, where you can, as I say, put in the titles of any journals and it'll tell you what we subscribe to and the years we subscribe to. We use it for basic searches and advanced searches in conjunction with HDAS. If you go into the basic search, you can search by a keyword. So if you want a sort of really quick skim of a subject, which a lot of people do, you can use the simple basic search, but you can also use an advanced search. And that's very similar to HDAS, where you've got, you can use Boolean operators. So you've got your and or not. You've got limiters, so you can look at languages and country and dates and language and get a more specific result. So, you know, that's very useful. And apart from, in the journals, not only do we have the journal titles that we subscribe to, the individual journals, like, say, you know, a New England Journal of Medicine, we've also got a lot of packages. So we've got some of the packages from Clinical Key. We've got the Wiley Medical and Nursing Online Journals. We've got CINAHL. We've got we link to all the other sort of resources like DynaMed, Clinical Skills. Everything we've got and we've purchased or we can get free from NICE is on ASK. It's got a little bit more than NICE journals and databases because it's got ebooks. So it's a good source of what you can get from your library, either physically or because we have print journals on there as well, or online. We hope with all the things we subscribe to, and you'll see those on the Athens resources, that people can get what they want. If not, obviously we can get them for them. So we just hope that produces what people want.
Yeah, and we're sort of discussing this already, but like, so you can use it for a literature search as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as specific as HDAS, but it's, for a lot of people, it is good enough. It can be refined. And some people want to, you know, come in and they want something quick. They want something where they can access the full text straight away. They don't want to ask us to get articles for them. And they're very happy with that. Yeah, it's very useful, I think. And as I say, it's useful 24/7. And you can have a My EBSCO folder on it. You can register and get these folders and put all your articles that you find in your searches into it, save into it. So that's very useful. It's got a lot of features that people like.
I was just going to say with the ask, I think if anyone's done a literature search on the EBSCO host, ask is very similar, isn't it?
So you're, it is, yes.
You already have the feel for ask if you've used EBSCO or vice versa. If you've used ask, and then go to EBSCO.
Yes. And as we're not going to have HDAS next year, I think, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, 2022.
Yeah, we're all going to have to get used to searching on different interfaces like EBSCO, ProQuest and other platforms. So, I think it's an exciting development for us all.
I mean, it is a really good, useful tool, and I think it's really easy. I've used it before, and it's straightforward to use as well. Yeah. So have you got any... Oh, sorry.
No, sorry. I was just going to say, when you said a useful tool, there is a very good help link at the top. And often you can get little videos and things that you can look and watch at your own convenience on how to do basic searching and advanced searching and how to limit things. So there's always that sort of help available on this as well. And we're the library staff are always willing to help as well.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. That's what we're here for.
That's what we're
literature searching experts.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Brilliant. So have you got any sort of final additional comments that you'd like to tell our users about?
Yes, I don't know whether I mentioned that also on ASK, we've also imported the base library catalogue and also the repository. So there are articles on there that have been written by UHB staff on all sorts of topics, which have been added to the content. So when you're searching something, those would also come up if they're relevant. But I think that's mainly it. I would say that when you're searching journals, journal articles, you will go on to different platforms, publisher platforms. Once you've logged in with your Athens username and password and you know what the range of availability is on that journal, there shouldn't be any problem getting the article, but each one might look different. So if you go into an Ovid platform for a journal, it may look very different to one that's a Science Direct one. So it can be quite tricky for some people. But if you want any help with obtaining journal articles, please let us know, because we're more than happy to download them or walk you through how to do it yourself if you'd prefer.
Definitely, yeah. Well, we're here to help with doing the literature searches, getting articles. So yeah, any questions anyone has, definitely get in touch with your site library. All our contact details are on the library website. So if you go, as Jolan mentioned, to uhblibrary.co.uk, our email and phone numbers are on there. And we're here Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, if you've got any queries. As we mentioned, we will need an Athens account to access using ASK and obviously accessing the articles that we subscribe to. So if you visit openathens.nice.org.uk, it's a short registration form. I do recommend that you register with either your UHB email or an NHS.net, or obviously if you're a student, you've got your student email. And that just gets the process going pretty quickly, and you'll get an email to validate your account and set your password up. But then from there, yep, you'll have 24/7 access from any device to all our online resources. And you'll be able to use ASK as well. And we also obviously mentioned that we've got the base catalogue linked on there. So you will need a base library card for that. Base-library.nhs.uk. Or if you do a Google search, base library would be the first one that comes up. So that's where you can register. It's free for a library card. So you pop your registration through. We normally have it ready the next working day for you, or you'll have a couple of weeks to come pick it up. So not too much of a rush. But from there, yep, you'll be able to borrow books from our library, and we can order reserve books from other libraries for you as well. And again, they'll just be useful when using ASK. If any base library books come up that you want to borrow, you've got your base library card ready we can issue it to you. So I think that sort of brings us to the end. Thank you very much for joining me, Yolande, and giving us the insight onto ASK.
No problem at all. I've enjoyed it. Thank you very much for asking me.
No problem. Thank you everyone for listening. Just to finish off, as I say, if you ever have any questions about ASK or anything to do with the library service, just get in touch with the site library and we'd be happy to help you. But otherwise, thank you for listening and see you next time.
Thank you.